I'm going to put the radio clips together so that I can play them on the radio for you. But I thought that I'd premiere some of these things, some of these tape items that were given to me by my in-studio radio host, Bob Klink. But before I play these clips by Hank Hinegraaff affirming Rick Warren, I would like you to listen to a writing that was written in a book that's about, I guess, 121 years old. The name of the book is called Popery and Patronage, or Biographical Illustrations of Scotch Church History. And this is interesting because this book was given to Anellie Mills in memorial of something or other. I can't read it, but it was dated February 18th, 1898. That's when this book was given to this particular person in 1898. It is a precious book. It is not one of mine, but it was loaned to me by a saintly woman that attends the Anselm Fellowship. Upon presenting it to me, she said, "I think you'd appreciate this." And I've been reading the book as a devotional, and I'm reading a section of the book that was written about John Knox, the great English reformer, who of course lived in the 15th century. I'd like you to listen to this portion before I play the Hinegraaff tapes, because I think that Hinegraaff has dropped off into the abyss. And you know what? It's unfortunate that you have to start saying that about people, but when you listen to what they do and say, you'll know. This particular writer is writing about John Knox, and on page 10, he begins to write in this wonderful treatise about John Knox's meeting of Calvin, and he compared the two reformers who were contemporaries. I'm going to try to read this without stammering through it, so you please bear with me. It is written in Old English, Scottish English, if you can call it that, and I hope that you can understand it. It has some words here that I am unfamiliar with, and I'll try to give you the clearest understanding of those words as I possibly can. And I'm quoting, "He went thence to Geneva, where he was cordially received by Calvin," that is, John Calvin, the reformer. The two reformers were nearly of the same age and coincided in their theological and ecclesiastical predilections. That's the word. I guess that they had a disposition that was the same theologically. But they differed widely in gifts and temperament. Now, this is what struck me as I was sitting in the barbershop reading this last night. It says, Calvin had the larger intellect, Knox the warmer heart. You know, when I read this, I'm thinking about myself because I have something that other people don't have. I don't have such a bright intellect, but I'd like to think that I have a heart for people that really don't know. Then it says, Calvin had a larger intellect, Knox had a warmer heart. Calvin was greatest in the study, Knox in the stirring scenes of public life. Oh, it's interesting how this gentleman contrast the two. It says, Calvin, though polished in speech and saintly in demeanor, was so little under the influence of humane and generous feelings as to be able to connive at, if not to abet, the burning of Servetus. In other words, he wouldn't even give a recollection when a man was burned at the stake. And Knox, notwithstanding the savages of his words, when he assailed the enemies of the truth, was not really vindictive, but had a soul so tender that even the chastisement of his own children was to him a case of grief and pain. You see, Knox being, and I'm thinking that he was a little bit too humble there. Calvin resembled a glacier reflecting a cold light and grinding away all the beauty of the valley down which it travels in its slow but terrible strength. What a description of John Calvin. And then it speaks of Knox and says, Knox resembled a river, impetuous in its sweep, yet rippling gently against the lilies by its brink, giving luxuriance to the lands through which it rolls, and brightening the sunset into a long track of golden splendor. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think of me, and then think of Hank Hanegraaff. And then I want you to compare the two apologists. One is black, one is white. We're both contemporaries. We lived about the same time. We have spoken with one another. You have heard my commentary on Rick Warren and churches such as that. I have said that I'm not against large churches, but I've said that I'm against churches that doctrinally are messed up. Listen to Hank Hanegraaff.
I tell you, I listened to you all day today. I got your audio pages, The Purpose-Driven Church, Growth Without Compromising Your Message and Your Mission, and literally was stunned by a message that is altogether biblically correct. And before we actually get into the details of that, because there are a lot of myths about churches like yours,
sure,
that are reaching the culture.
Now, you heard Hank. See, he's compromised. See, Hank is a bookseller now. Call it Hank Hanegraaff Booksellers. When you speak in such words of people like Rick Warren, you've compromised. You've compromised. Now, let me read again some comments, and then you will know why I'm playing that, because I want you to think of the reformer, Knox and Calvin. Calvin resembled a glacier reflecting a cold light and grinding away all of the beauty of the valley down which it travels in its slow but terrible strength. Did you hear that in Hank? Listen to more of his rhetoric.
He is attempting to multiply his ministry through the ministries of others by making what he has extracted in terms of principle from his research and development project at Saddleback available to pastors worldwide. In fact,
now, why do you think Hank Hanegraaff is happy about Rick Warren making his Saddleback horse dump church? Wait a minute. Don't get angry at me. Why do you think Hank, see, I want you to think through me. Why? Because, see, I got that thing over there, and I got to sell these books, and I've got to, wait a minute. If Calvin is the glacier, Knox resembled a river, impetuous in its sweep, yet rippling gently against the lilies by its brink, giving luxuriance to the lands in which it rolls and brightness of the sunset into a long trek of golden splendor. I don't hear that language out of Hank. He is affirming. He is kissing up to a man that is compromised. I got the book. I've read the book. The book is ridiculous. It is not biblical. It is not helping people. And why would Hank be happy about pastors buying this book? Is Hank getting rich or what? Listen to more, and then you determine.
We're just not afraid to fail. We've always seen Saddleback as kind of an R&D, kind of a Bell Labs for Christianity. We try something, it doesn't work. We try something else, it doesn't work. 99 out of 100 don't work. We find one that works, then we go out and teach a seminar, pretend like we knew what we were doing in the first place.
Now, that's Rick Warren. And you see, you people got to hear it for yourself. Now, you don't do Bible like that. You don't try it, and if it works, yeah, okay, well, let's see if it works in the first place, and if it don't work. You know, you're playing with people's hearts and minds and everything. You're getting in a room, sitting around in a circle, strategizing with a closed Bible. But yet you're calling it biblical. That, you know, that was his words. Wait a minute. Let's see what else they talk about. And Hank's...
And again, the bottom line of your ministry is not watering down the message, but rather...
No, not
producing.
You see, it's not watering down the message. No, yes, it is watering down the message, and he's producing. Let me finish his statement. Producing autotrons that's going to continuously put forth their methodology to deceive people, to make them think that that is biblical Christianity. That's what he's doing, simply put. It's nothing more than that.
Incredible experience today. Actually had to run some errands, listen to Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Church. Got so excited about it, I immediately got on the cell phone, called my wife. I said, honey, got to come to the office, pick up these tapes, and listen to them right away. I went down to the guy who runs our resource department, said, you got to listen to The Purpose-Driven Church. Went to our CEO, you got to listen to The Purpose-Driven Church. Started handing these things out like hotcakes. And I actually felt a little embarrassed that I'd never taken the time to listen to this audio series. But I can tell you something. The principles are biblical, they're dynamic, and they'll not only revolutionize your church if applied, they'll revolutionize your life as an individual. Maybe a side bonus, you can take the same principles and apply them to your business,
sure,
to your family life. But the purpose-driven church is something that has really captured my imagination. Mm. I can tell you once again, the principles are biblically based. They're sound and revolutionary. You ought to get The Purpose-Driven Church. You'll have the same kind of exhilarating experience that I had today. It's available in the...
Well, I'll tell you, I think we've heard enough from Hank. And if you haven't heard enough to become thoroughly convinced what compromise sounds like, you will not understand what suffering is all about. Because in reading this little book on popery and patronage, the biographical sketches of the Scottish Church history by the Reverend J. Murat, these guys suffered. I'm reading about men that were bludgeoned, beaten, stabbed, contracts put out on John Knox for what he was doing. That's why he ended up in Geneva, because wicked Queen Mary, Bloody Mary, in her Catholic debauchery, had contracts out on the man. Now we see, in our current day and age, Hank Hanegraaff compromising and kissing up to Rick Warren. This is a disgusting day for Christianity. Those clips were taken right off of the air of his radio presentation by Bob Klink, and he presented it to me in tape form. And I am privileged that I could play it for you. Thank you for listening to Into the Word, the Biblical... Oh, wait a minute. Before I go off the air with this little 15-minute clip, some of you may say, well, I think it's a... You don't know your Bible. You need to listen to some of the old radio shows. You need to order the shows that we've been putting out on the Purpose-Driven Ministries, and you need to also... think about coming to our conference. You go to the special events page because you really need to think about attending this conference. It will change your life. Now, that's the truth. God bless you. Thank you for coming to the website. This is Pastor John.